And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hecht hollow.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
You did.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Something Happening. Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So that was a band called Something Happening and a track called Small Circles. And the reason I laughed at the start was because I said, this is Something Happening, and then thought, well, it is Something Happening, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Now, Something Happening, Tony, were briefly on the radar of the Dutch indie punk scene, featuring former members of Union Morbide, who we played on the show as well before, and I believe came from Utrecht. Unfortunately, we're not going to be hearing much from the three-piece again because two of them are dead.
Oh.
These things happen. So it also means they haven't got a website. That came via. That's a reissue of a 7-inch in digital form for the first time. I think is the best way to describe that. By the band Something Happening via, now, TCBYNML Records. This could be your new music label. We played it before. Absolutely right. Brilliant. Do you remember? Yeah. And they're Dutch based, and they keep digging up all this brilliant old punk, and I hope you enjoyed that anyway. Not that punky, that track. Bit light, a bit more post-punk. But anyway, I thought we'd play it in memory of.
Right, okay.
So there's no chance of a... What's the website here, Tony? So we're just going to leave it as nil for the minute.
All right.
Tony nil, Paulie being the internet nil. That's an anticlimactic start to the show.
Very fair, yeah.
I also, there's a couple of firsts this week, Tony.
Okay.
We have a first in the second half of the show as well. That's quite surprising. Also, I haven't had a joke this week. So if you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and hopefully we'll have one for you next week. I realise British listeners over the bank holiday get up to no good, and it was Cinco de Mayo on it as well, so a lot of the Americans will be pretending to be Mexican in the same way that on March 17th every year we all pretend to be Irish. These things happen. So instead, I'm going to bring in some more controversy, Tony.
Okay.
In the shape of the Barefoot Bandit. Now, the Barefoot Bandit originally was a teenage thief from the United States of America who hacked into various... I think that's right, anyway. It's certainly the guy nicknamed himself. Anyway, this band, the Barefoot Bandit, are a Devon reggae and dub outfit, and all proceeds of the track we're about to play is going to Extinction Rebellion.
Okay.
Right, now, I was involved in a march on Saturday. I'll talk about that later on in the show. But I do, and there were some Extinction Rebellion placards within the march. But we'll talk about the march later. Anyway, I had to listen to this, thought it was brilliant, actually. What is the Barefoot Bandit's website?
Barefootbandit.co.uk.
We are TBB.com. So it's WEARE and then the letters TBB. We are the Barefoot Bandit. We are TBB.com. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Neil, and this is Floods.
What's done is said. We fill up the oceans with plastic and oil. We kill all the creatures and poison the soil. We torture other species and rape our own kind. Take advantage of others, not in their right mind. Can you see the floods coming? All around us, all around us. Can you see the floods coming? Oh yeah. Can you see the floods coming? All around us, all around us. Can you see the floods coming? Oh yeah. Can you see the floods coming? All around us, all around us. Can you see the floods coming? Can you see the floods coming? All around us, all around us. Can you see the floods coming? Oh yeah.
Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Barefoot Bandit and Floods. A little bit of reggae early on in the show this week. We've actually got some kind of reggae, kind of ska in the second half of the show as well. So I can't promise exact symmetry this week, but we're doing all right. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
No.
Right, so this is rare, isn't it? So we're not getting the tune then?
No.
We're going to be pretty tuneless this week, Tony. Not unlike me, of course, but you have done rather better in recent times. So maybe you could tell people what they're supposed to be doing and then do something else.
So, yeah, so it's been a quiet week. So if you are on that there Facebook, some people are, some people aren't, go to our Facebook page if you can. Go to facebook.com/Punky Radio or search Punky Radio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages, if you will. But frankly, given that we've had nothing this week, I'll even accept a cheeky message. But comments
will
be great.
We'll take anything. Yeah, we do normally get a few from you. So I do understand that everyone's been busy over the last week or so. Yeah. But it's time to get stuck back into Punky Radio because we like getting your comments.
Exactly.
What are you doing instead then?
So instead, I'm going to have an early mention of Podchaser.
Right, hang on about. Hold on a minute. Pod chaser, fa la la la. We don't need to do the rest.
Nah. So it's an alternative to the iTunes chart. It's just a list of podcasts and categorised with reviews, all on a little website. If you are interested, go to podchaser.com. Or specifically our page will be podchaser.com/Punky Radio.
Yeah, what's happening with our one-star business at the moment?
So, nothing much new. We had a few again recently, but it's the good old listeners. As soon as we have a couple of the one-star reviews, they all kick back in and start giving us five-star reviews.
Excellent.
There is sort of these in this one. But so I've got a
few. You ring that bloke's bloody neck.
Exactly. I have snitched on him a few times. Or her, we don't know. We'll see. So I've got a review and some comments from Podchaser.
Alright.
So first up, Michael M has left us a review a few weeks ago. Five stars, of course.
Hectolo, Michael M.
He says, glad to have found Punky. It's a fast moving, happy independent music show. They feature tracks from all over the world. The playlist is eclectic, but as the name suggests, the show features bands who actually have something to say. A welcome antidote to all the over-polished toss out there.
Yeah, we've not been called happy very often.
No.
Happy. But thank you. That is a very accurate review.
Hmm. We are happy.
We do have an eclectic playlist, Tony. As it really is proved this week. It's all of a shant.
So thanks, Mike, for that. 5 stars, of course. That's the only review we've had. But as he has mentioned, so we've had these 1 star reviews happen. And what happened was, is when you go onto Podchaser, it lists all the recent episodes and you can rate the episodes. So they did one star on all the visible episodes on the page.
A little bit childish.
And literally, like, within a few seconds of each other. So our listeners kind of do the opposite thing of doing 5 stars.
Right. Excellent. So does that mean we're averaging 2.5 stars?
Probably, something like that. But you can obviously just click the what star it is. But one listener left little comments on them, and they clearly got a bit bored. Right. Gumball Ninja 007.
Fabulous. It's another great punky radio name.
So this guy left 5 stars on all the about 20 or 30 episodes. Tries to leave a different comment for each one. I've picked my favourite few.
Right.
They say, where else can you hear this kind of lineup without wearing leather pants? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup without waking up next to someone you don't know? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup without having a misspelled tattoo? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup without shaving your head? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup without catching an STD? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup without knowing the wrong kind of people? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup without renting a flat in Nottingham? Where else can you hear this kind of lineup?
That's very specific.
That is specific. I like that. Where else can you hear this lineup without a plane, a train, and an automobile? And finally, where else can you hear this kind of lineup without waking up in a cheap hotel? There are more, you can read them on the page, but thanks, Gumball Ninja.
I have listened to the show regularly in cheap hotels.
There you go. I think I've recorded it from a cheap hotel.
You have? You've recorded it outside of Starbucks?
I certainly have.
Brilliant comments, thank you very much. And that is anonymous, is it, that one?
That's from Gumball Ninja 007.
That's from Gumball Ninja, sorry.
Yeah.
Gumball Ninja 007, loving the name, by the way.
Yes.
Where else can you hear a name like that?
Exactly. And that that's the end of Podchaser.
Well, we haven't got a song, so we move on.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to do 2 songs in a row now. Stay tuned for a band we never played before, but I'm very excited to play this week, and we'll tell you all about them others. They're called Le Boff. But first up, actually, with an exclamation mark, I should probably say Le Boff. But first up, Cheap Gunslingers, Tony.
Okay.
St. Petersburg Garage Punk. Now, when you think of St. Petersburg, you probably think of St. Petersburg in Russia. But this is St. Petersburg in Florida, a place I visited on several occasions.
Okay.
And it's the home of Janice Landing, an absolutely brilliant venue where I've seen Reverend Horton Heat, and I've seen Rancid, and I've seen Real Big Fish. And it was brilliant. Hello, Heg Tolo to St. Petersburg.
Heg
Tolo to Cheap Gunslingers. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Cheap Gunslingers' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cheap Gunslingers?
Simple as that. Tony 1, Paulie Bean set 1, and this is Good Time.
Come morning with no qui hisse. J'ai pas pu y résister, le piège s'est refermé. Ils l'ont chopé, mes ennemis qui sont tombés. Mais c'est plus fort que moi, mais c'est plus fort que toi. C'est la fièvre, hey hey hey, du rock'n'roll, hey hey. Puis la fièvre, hey hey hey, du rock'n'roll. Wow. Il va monter sur scène, comme j'étais dans la haie. Je suis le gladiateur de ce rythme tueur. Tu l'as dit, ils l'ont chopé. Les sonnets qui sont tombés. C'est plus fort que moi. C'est plus fort que toi. C'est la fièvre. Hey hey hey, du rock'n'roll. Hey hey, oui la fièvre. Hey hey hey, du rock'n'roll. À voir comme vous touchez, vous êtes contaminés. Tu l'as dit, ils l'ont chopé. Les sonnets qui sont tombés. C'est plus fort que moi. C'est plus fort que toi. C'est la fièvre. Hey hey hey, du rock'n'roll. Hey hey, oui la fièvre. Hey hey hey, du rock'n'roll. Oui la fièvre. Oui la fièvre. Oui la fièvre. Oui la fièvre.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Leboff on a track called La Fièvre du R&R, or The Fever of Rock and Roll, I think. As I say, Franco-Scottish garage punk stroke Yeah Yeah from Edinburgh. So I don't know how they've ended up. It's presumably a Frenchman singing, because they're very, very good singing in French. And it is, as you've just heard, that track, as you just heard, was in fact, sounds very similar to, and has nicked the lick from, now, is it called Hipsville something BC by the Sparkles, that was also covered by the Cramps. But it's the one, I can't remember the name, I can't remember the title now. But anyway, it's a song that was by, I think it's by the Sparkles, it was covered by the Cramps. They have taken the song, and rather like the Cramps, they've changed the words. Cramps did that with a lot of songs. So they do remind me in their attitude of the Cramps, but they've got a whole different take on it. And as you go through the album, and we will be playing more in future weeks, quite a lot of the songs sound like other songs, but they've got a different lyric. So they're not actually cut. Do you know what I mean? They're not covers. Yeah, yeah. They're pastiche. They're inspired by. And I think they're brilliant. And most songs are short as well, and I do like short songs. Not super short, but like about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Great album. The album's called Voila. What is Leboff's Bandcamp page?
Leboff.bandcamp.com?
It is, without the exclamation mark. So it's L-E-S-B-O-F, Leboff.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B in set 1. And it does look, when you look at it, like Lesboff. Lesboff.bandcamp.com. Leboff, new album, Voila! Absolutely brilliant, actually. Right then, so Tony, you're winning. Not bad, is that?
Excellent.
Did you do anything last week?
No, it was quite work heavy. that was it, yeah. Didn't even get the chance to go to the cinema. Tried to get to the cinema, couldn't get in, booked out.
Crikey Moseley, what was that to see?
I wanted to go see the Avengers film. I still haven't seen it. I'll try and go this week. I'll be quieter.
Did you want to go and see it in super 4D comfort or something?
No, well, I like going to the showcase. The seats, but no, not just the normal 2D. I'd like to go see it sooner because of all the spoilers out there. I'd like to see it without being told what's going to happen, but didn't get a chance to. It's been working in bank holiday weekend, no band practice. We're getting Asterix is getting some punk windows fitted. So nothing. It's just
like when you say punk windows, have they come pre-smashed?
Yeah, probably. So nothing's happening. What did you do?
Well, last Thursday, I did a gig at the Engineers Arms in Henlow, and thanks to everyone who came along, it's a sold-out show, absolutely brilliant fun, and well done to the acts, who were Jeremy O'Donnell, Alan Francis, and Ninia Benjamin. The show got better as the night went on. While Jeremy was on stage, that there was an outrageous storm, and the marquee took on too much water. Part of the sort of roof of the marquee fell in on the table of people and got absolutely drenched. No one really knew what to do. There's bare wires everywhere. As you'd expect, there weren't actually, but very funny. And Jeremy dealt with it really well, and everyone had a good time. It was all great. The people that got drenched didn't mind. I think the landlord got on with beer, said, "No, shut up." You know, that's how the British deal with things. There's no formal complaints. That was that. Then on Saturday, I did not one but two tours. I did my Airbnb experience in the morning with a small group of people, including two sisters, both with the surname Mackleprang.
Mackleprang.
What a great surname, Mackleprang.
Wow.
I'd had the Pappenfooses the week before, and this week I had the Mackleprangs. I can't wait for next week. And one of the Mackleprangs used to be a rock climber. So when we got to the bit when I said, "Oh, by the way, if you kiss that stone face above that doorway, it brings you good luck," and do that bit. Yeah. She went, "I'll have a go at that," and just climbed up the side.
Wow.
I've got a fantastic photo of her suspended in midair, snogging the face off this stone head. Absolutely brilliant. Then we did one in the afternoon. It was great fun. Then I had a few beers, bumped into Onzer Lafleur.
Okay.
Always nice to see Ons. And on the tour on the way around in the afternoon, someone walked past us who'd been at the show in Henlow on Thursday night. That was quite weird.
Really?
As well.
Wow.
But on the second march, it was like the afternoon march. Now, am I right? The second walk, am I right? Or was it the first one? It might have been the first one, actually. Anyway, can't remember which one, but there was a march through Nottingham on Saturday. Hmm. Now, normally I expect a march to be specific to one cause. But this march on Saturday was basically, if you're angry about something, join in.
Okay.
There was all sorts going on, including there were two people carrying placards, one in front of the other, and one said, don't change the climate, change the system. And the one behind it said, "Change the climate now." I mean, you need to make your minds up here. And there was pockets of protest here and there. It really looked like it was like everyone who was angry about something had come together to have a little walk. And as I put in a Facebook comment, "I do not expect this from the people of Nottingham. I expect this from the French." As a rule. But it was quite an interesting night. As they're kind of walking by, you're thinking, "All right, they're angry about that, but they agree with that. But now they're angry about that, but they agree with that. Now they're angry about that." And it went on and on and on. It was quite odd. I'd like to know who arranged it. I'd like to know how it happened. I'm afraid I didn't find out. If you were in Nottingham on Saturday, or you were in that, I mean, I did actually join the march for a bit because I was a bit pissed off about something. So okay. I just had a little walk in it. You know, you thought, "Hey, you can't beat him, join him." So actually, I did quite like that sort of march because it is non-specific. And you can just get in it and start shouting, which is what people seem to be doing. Yeah, there's loads of different loud hailer things, loads of different people shouting different things at different times about different stuff.
Right.
There were probably some pro-Brexit and pro-Remain in the same one. I didn't count every single banner, but there was all sorts going. Anyway, so that was that, and now it's Monday, so hey, let's see what happens this week, shall we? I will talk about what I'm doing this week in the second half of the show. But first of all, Tony, I'll say a band, an artist that we played 2 or 3 weeks back called Goalhanger, who's actually a mate of mine called Paul Ricketts, a stand-up comic. This is a sideline, a music project that he does. And I did mention on the show a few weeks ago that he'd done a version of West... Tony, it's usually me. That he'd done a version of Wuthering Heights that I thought was really interesting, and I thought, "Oh, we'll play that." So we're going to play Wuthering Heights, Tony.
Excellent.
Never mind Kate Bush, it's Ricketts' time. What I'd like to know is, what is Goalhanger's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Goalhanger?
No, SoundCloud.com/Paul-Ricketts-91725962. No. Why is that?
Oh, it's just a SoundCloud account.
It's just a SoundCloud account. Yeah. So might it just be Paul-Ricketts?
Yeah, probably. I think mine's Tony.
Right, so you can probably just type in soundcloud.com paul-ricketts, so paul-ricketts, R-I-C-K-E-T-T-S, and you will find the page that has a couple of other tracks on it, not including this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, does make it Paulie being in set 2, Tony 2, and this is Wuthering Heights.
House on the right, 20 bars, we roll and fall in three. You had a temper like my jealousy, too hot to breathe. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, I loved you too.
Bad dreams in the night. They told me I was going to lose the fight. Leave behind my wandering, wandering, wandering. I need real. It's in me, it's got me. Come on, I'm so cold. Let me in the old winter.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goalhanger and Wuthering Heights, and I must say, we did fade that out because it goes on for about 4.5 minutes, and I didn't want to do that. I don't like songs being that long on the show, so if you'd like to hear the whole thing, then go to the SoundCloud page, and I think you'll be able to get in touch with Paul and get a hold of it if it's not there. All right?
Excellent, yeah.
Because right now, I think his songs are available for free download. I'd said to do a Bandcamp page and do a pay what you want on it, but I think he's just got SoundCloud for the minute, so we'll see anyway. But anyway, that's that. So Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Harmonising again.
You've got to keep it different.
You sing so beautifully.
Yes, like thank you.
You're like an angel.
I am. thanks for your gigs.
I wish you'd gone, oh, yeah. Then.
God. I'm battling a bad throat. But hey, keep him professional.
Hey, I've done that in my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Right, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who they're playing with, how much is it to watch them play, would they like a gig with the Apocalypse Babies, how much would they pay us? We would do it probably for fuck all. Let me know your gigs.
You and your language.
Oh, I know. This is cough. Right, so one gig this week that I've...
No, it's a fur cough, Tony.
It really is.
It's a fur... That was the original name of the Bleach Boys, you know that? They were originally called the Fur Coughs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent. had none emailed this week. You have all been very quiet this week. So I found one of my own. Not one of my own. I found one on myself, by myself. So, this Friday, the 10th of May, Eastfield playing in Blackpool. With Boredom and Kill Spectre.
Right.
It's free entry. It's at the Waterloo Music Bar. Starts at 7.
Free entry? That's
free
good.
Free entry. Yeah. Eastfield are a three-chord punk rock band.
They are. Agitpunk, Tony. Agitpunk. One of John out of Herbal Warning, one of his favourite bands.
Ah, okay. So, yeah. It's not much more to say than that, really. So, if you are in the Blackpool area on Friday night...
It's a free gig.
We can't really say much more than that, really. So,
well,
yeah.
All right. That concludes Tony's international gig guide. What's he doing? Oh, man, I'll tell you what, just for the next bit, you know I've been working this warehouse.
Yeah.
I saw a relatively recent South Park the other night, which is the one about Amazon.
Right.
It's called Unfulfilled. And it features, you made me think of it then, because there's a bit in it when there's the whole song, the whole Tennessee Ernie Ford song, 16 Tons, and it shows everybody going into the warehouse, working in the warehouse and coming out of the warehouse and the packaging getting there. And I went, oh my God, I've got to leave. It was exactly like where I've been working, right down to the high vis in the car, carpooling, going through turnstiles on the way in, signing in here, doing this. Oh, mate, it was absolutely terrible. I had no idea. I thought that where I've been working was just like a thing. I didn't realise it was such a massive thing around the world that everyone is... It's honestly, it's like the Matrix. Everyone is locked into these same minimum wage jobs, and they're doing shopping malls and shopping centres out of trade and doing people out of work, and it really showed up the horror of what I'm currently involved in.
Oh dear.
And it's made me want to get out. Anyway, I'm going to play two songs in a row now, Tony, so let's just let that go.
Alright.
Because after being told we were happy on the show, I really wanted to bring it down. Okay. Stay tuned for a band we weren't expecting to play this week called Casual Nausea. But first up, here's a bit of a laugh, Tony.
Right.
So King Kong from King Kong and Shrines and Bloodshot Bill, both of whom we played on the show before, have got an offshoot, sort of, I say jokey band. I mean, the jokes are pretty deep in the mix, but jokey band called Tandoori Knights. And they've got a new 7-inch out right now with 2 tracks on, both of which I like, called Temple of Boomer. And we're going to play the equivalent of the A side. It's kind of, when things are done electronically now, 2 tracks equals EP, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's called an EP, I guess. Yeah.
With 2 tracks. So I'd have called it a single. But anyway, I think you're going to like this. And it's like, try and catch the lyrics. They're really, really good. What I'd like to know, Tony, is what is Tandoori Knights, and that's with a K, Tandoori Knights Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tandoori Knights.
It might be the longest ever Facebook page. It's facebook.com/pages/category/musician-band/tandoori-knights/16026386739864. And why is that, Tony?
Is that a default URL?
That was a default URL. But I don't mind, because this is really good fun. Enjoy this. It's Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is Tandoori Knights and Temple of Boom.
From my gourd, so maybe his sweet love will be made. possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Casual Nausea and a track called Assembly Lines and Misery, which is rather in keeping with the last conversation we just had, I've just realised.
Yeah.
They are Ipswich hardcore punk, Tony, and were a late... I'll tell you what, we'll do the band... What's their Bandcamp page?
Casualnausea.bandcamp.com.
casual-nausea.bandcamp.com. Sorry, Tony. Close, but no cigar. Poorly instead for Tony, too. Yes, they were late replacements for a band that we were going to play that we found in Music Submit, the website that I've mentioned a few times, that we don't... It's things aren't always easy with Music Submit with us. Certainly not this week, because someone had applied to be on the show, and then when I told them we were going to be on the show, they went and checked out the website and got back just to say they didn't want to be on it.
It was charming.
Like, oh, don't want to be on an X-rated podcast. Go back, you know, it's only X-rated name. But anyway, I think that's the first time that's happened in 14 years that someone has approached us. We've then played them or been about to play them, and they've said, actually, will you not play us? I think it's the first time ever. Might have broken the seal. It might be every week from now on.
Never know.
Who knows? Anyway, more than amply replaced by the absolutely brilliant Casual Nausea. And quite frankly, if you're the kind of band that don't want to be on this show, then it's very right that we play a band that would love being on it, like Casual Nausea, because they're brilliant. And I'm really pleased we got to play another track of theirs instead. And we will play another one of theirs in a few weeks' time as well.
Excellent.
So there you go. Are you doing anything this week?
fingers crossed, go see the Avengers film, but band practice Saturday and work. It's that kind of time at the minute.
Right.
I'm halfway through a project at work, so busy, busy, busy. Yeah, and then hopefully band practice, trying to... more gigs. We're trying to look some gigs at the minute. So I know I do keep right. mentioning the gig section, but if anybody is listening and they are doing a gig with us, I am only half tongue in cheek. If you email me, tony@punkyradio.com, we need some gigs. Because I'm, you know, that's why we do it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
If you can help us out.
What time does band practice normally finish?
I'm normally home for about 5.
Oh, are you? Okay, cool.
Then,
no, it's just because what I'm doing this week on Saturday night, Tony, I'm doing the third instalment of the Last Minute Comedy Club at the New Art Exchange on Gregory Boulevard in Nottingham. And it's a fantastic bill that features Duncan Oakley, Shams a Man, and Vicky Stone. And I was just thinking, if you didn't have any other plans, maybe you and Steph would come along as my guests. Just a thought, just an idea, see what you're doing.
Okay.
You don't need to answer right now, because I know what you like, Tony. You go, no, don't think so. So I'd rather not know right now, but you are invited.
Thank you.
If you'd like to come along, it will be a great show. in the day, I'll be doing the Knotty Nottingham Comedy Walk as well. So I've got a very busy Saturday. If you'd like to find out more about the History and Comedy Walk that I do, go to nuttynottingham.co.uk. And if you'd like to find out more about the gig this Saturday, then you can go to lastminutecomedy.com and the details are on there. So I do hope to see you at one or the other. Let's face it, random people walk up to me in Nottingham and I say, what are you doing here? And they say, oh, we don't know. I went, okay, I've got a plan for you. And then they follow.
Fair enough.
These things happen.
True.
It will be a great gig. I'm really looking forward to it this week. So that's my plan, basically.
So
that is my plan.
You're doing your tour every week now, then?
Every Saturday now, other than when I'm in Oslo.
Right.
From now until the middle of September. It's on every week. I know. Let's see how it goes. I crossed swords almost literally with the Robin Hood tour on Saturday.
Oh dear, not again.
But they walked past me while I was doing mine and I just shouted out, arrest that man! That Robin Hood, you know, he don't like the sheriff.
Did he laugh?
Really don't like the sheriff. No, not at all. Right. Not at all. Some of the people in the group did. He just walks steely-eyed, kept walking ahead. I think I'm getting under his skin, and I'm not really trying that hard. It's just brilliant.
Well, you are the sheriff, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you're not supposed to get on.
No, well, that's right. It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It does, really, yeah.
Don't spit at each other's throats. Tour guide wars. I tell you what, he could beat me up.
Really?
It's a bit like Robin Hood and Alan Rickman. It's that kind of relationship, you know. It's not a Keith Allen job. I am very definitely the one that would lose in a fight with Robin Hood.
Right.
Very definitely. Especially as he's all authentic. He's got a sword and that, and I've just got a sheriff's badge.
Yes. True.
Quite pathetic, really. Right. Anyway, that'll be fun. Why not come along? If he walks past again, I will shout it again because I absolutely loved it.
Of course.
Right. Listen. So the Neville Staple Band, Tony. Like Neville, as in Neville Staple, formerly of Specials.
Yeah.
The Neville Staple Band. They've brought out a couple of new tracks. One of which is kind of a cover, a bit like Les Boeufs. It's a cover of Rudy, A Message to You, but it's all about how kids shouldn't have knives. Right,
oh, okay.
So it's changed the words to one of their own songs, effectively. But the one we're going to play is kind of the lead track, which Neville Staple and Sugary Staple wrote together. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is the Neville Staple Band's website?
NevilleStaple.com.
Nice idea. OriginalRudeBoy.com. Now I think that makes it 5-2, doesn't it?
Does it? Wow.
It does. I've won, man. I've won. It's probably Internet 5, Tony 2. Hey, working hard every day.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna say? You're working so hard every day. And you know one day, you'll get your pay. Tell them what you wanna say.
Work, work, I'm working. Hard every day. Work, work, I'm working. I know that one day I'll get my pay. Work, work, I'm working. I'm working hard every day. Work, work, I'm working. I know that one day I'll get my pay. Some people think wasting time. Some think I am losing my mind. Some people think I'm wasting time. Some think I am losing my mind. But they don't understand how it is.
How it is?
Oh, life with nothing you just can't get. But they don't understand how it is.
How it is?
If you have nothing, there's nothing to give.
Nothing to give.
Work, I'm working.
Keep on working.
I'm working hard every day. Work, work, I'm working. I know that one day I'll get my pay.
Work,
in my way.
I would never think
sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's hard to rest and play. Some might say I'm losing my way.
No, no,
but they
no.
don't understand how it is.
How it is?
Your life with nothing you just can't give. But they don't understand how it is.
How it is?
If you have nothing, there's nothing to give.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What I like about the Neville Staple Band is that nearly every track they do, anytime he thinks it needs a bit of a kick, he just starts toasting Judge Roughneck style and gives it, don't call me Scarface and all that. It's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. It just, it really jollies everything along. I do
Excellent.
Like them. I haven't seen them live, but I do like them. Right then, Tony, so have you got a twat?
No.
Fiddlesticks.
Hmm.
All right, well, right, so tell us about that first then.
Okay.
No so. Song, guys, no dirty knees.
No dirty knees. So yeah, if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All tracks received with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. Can't say dirty knees without playing the theme tune without doing the feature.
No.
Email me twats. Thank you.
Yeah, we like them. Now, but there's something else we can talk about, which is the British Podcast Awards. You can do that, can't you?
Yes. So, we've mentioned this past couple of weeks. We're running up on 15th of May is the closing date, so probably the last week we'll talk about it.
It will, yeah, this is the last one.
And then it'll be dead to us. But if you can
it will as well, most likely.
If you can nominate us, they've got an open award for the Listener's Choice Award. If you can vote for us, that'd be great, or nominate us at least. Go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote. There is a link on our website, which is punkyradio.com. You'll get a Listener's Choice page with a search box. Type in Punky Radio. We will appear on that list. And that's it. Simple as that,
yes,
really.
It is very simple as that. And the one problem with that is that I was listening to the admittedly very good Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo radio show that's also a podcast, and all the way through it they were mentioning the British Podcast Awards and would you vote for them, because apparently they won it last year.
Right.
So, as expected, there are some very, very big shows that are telling thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners to go and vote for them, when I don't think they should be allowed to, because they've already got all the recognition everything they need. But anyway, it does mean, if you guys are listening, I can't promise that your vote is going to make a difference to anyone other than yourself, us, and the people at the British Podcasting Awards that will wonder why there's suddenly this podcast that there wasn't in it last year that is getting some votes. So it would be really nice. We don't expect to win it at all, but it would be really lovely if you could take the time to vote for us. Is that enough grovelling?
Yeah. And it's just, it would be essentially boring if the top 10 Listener's Choice was were all radio shows. What's
well,
the
yeah,
point?
Well, yeah, it's the Snow Patrol effect, isn't it?
It is, of course it is.
It's like, don't settle for bland, is what we're saying. And I must admit that the Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode movie podcast is very good. It's very good. They're not bland. They are good. They are specialists. They are very good at what they do. But you know what? They've won it before. We haven't.
And they won a national radio show. They don't need any
and,
more
yeah, exactly,
recognition.
Yeah. And the recognition they get doesn't help the movies that they review.
Correct.
Whereas any publicity we get helps the bands we play that possibly otherwise wouldn't be heard. So you owe it to them.
And
do it.
Might get me some more gigs.
It might get Tony some more gigs as well, yeah.
But you know.
Who knows?
Hey-ho.
All right. So anyway, that's that. So we'll do one last track and streak, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I've been threatening genuine punk all the way through, and we're still not quite managing it, because what we've got to finish up with is a four-piece skate punk outfit from Rome, Tony, called Thousand Oaks, that we have played before. They've got new material out right now. And I admit, having listened to the song that I want to play off their new album, I don't know how to pronounce it, even having listened to it.
Right.
So it might be Alvarados. It might be Alvarados. Right. It might be Alvarados. It's Alvarados. Think of Darth Vader. Think of Alvar Raider.
Right.
Right. It's Alvarados. And I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. I've listened to the song, listening out for when they say it, and I don't think they do. If they do, it's with such an accent that I've got no clue. Anyway. All right. What is Thousand Oaks Bandcamp page?
ThousandOaks.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 5. I'm sorry that you didn't have more of a chance to win this week, Tony, but anyway, this is something or other that I think is called Alvarados. That's about the size of it. That was Thousand Oaks and Alvarados, Alvarados, Alvarados. I don't know. But anyway, great song. And it's got a very skittish and interesting start, that track. I like it a lot. Thank you all ever so much for listening this week. If you get the chance, maybe you could vote for us at the British Podcast Awards. I might see some of you at either my tour or my gig or both on Saturday night. That would be brilliant. Tony, I'm sure you'd like to remind some of the listeners about ways they can listen to the show.
Yep. So firstly, punkyradio.com.
Sorry, Tony. I say some of the listeners. I obviously mean all the ones still listening.
Of course.
So six people.
So our website, punkyradio.com. We didn't talk about it much. Mentioned it last week. All the shows are on there. Match 2005 with about 40 missing. You can download all of them from there, including the latest one on the homepage. You can listen to us Pudunk, pudunkradio.com, radioandra.se. if you are down with the Fi, you can open your Spotify app, search for Punky in the podcast section. We'll be at the top. That's how it works.
We certainly will.
Yeah. It's a great way to listen. If you are already down with the spot, do that. If you have an Alexa device, you can download the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the Alexa skill store, search Punky, download it, add it to your device, and then you can command Alexa with your gob. And
you love saying that, don't you?
I do.
Command Alexa with your mouth.
Yeah. I think that's all of them, I think.
That's about it, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, all right then. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.